WBEZ's nonprofit spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
Many Chicago families have vacation homes in nearby states. For generations, people from here have gone to Michigan and Wisconsin to fish, swim, ski, and buy fudge or cheese. Now they may be tempted to ride out the coronavirus outbreak at their second homes in the country, but officials in Wisconsin and Michigan are rolling up the welcome mat. WBEZ's Dan Mihalopoulos has the story.
Michigan has spent a century beckoning Chicagoans to its resorts and rural areas. You know, a retreat from big city life. Here's an ad from the 80s. Turns out forever meant until a pandemic. These days, the message coming across Lake Michigan is different.
Stay in place, stay in your homes.
That's Jim Carruthers. He's the mayor in Traverse City, a popular lakeside resort town in northern Michigan.
I don't want to say don't fly your private jet here and enjoy your second or your third home. We want you to be here, but just during this time of crisis, we need everybody to chill out.
He and other leaders in Michigan fear visitors from big cities will spread the coronavirus.
You have a lot more cases in Chicagoland than we do up here right now, so let's not bring it to rural areas.
Many vacation destinations in Wisconsin are on the same page, including Door County. Officials there issued an advisory discouraging visitors for 30 days. Some second homeowners say that infringes on their property rights. Another Wisconsin vacation spot, Vilas County in the Northwoods, issued a similar advisory to seasonal and second homeowners. Laurel Drager directs the county's public health department.
People might think that this area is safer and they're going to, you know, kind of escape up here and just kind of hide away up here. You know, that would be fine if you stay healthy.
Drager says a Chicagoan who catches COVID-19 would be better off in Chicago.
Vilas County itself has one hospital, which is a 10-bed hospital. We only have 5 ventilators for the whole county.
And don't expect experienced first responders if you call 911 up there.
Our EMS system is largely volunteer.
Wisconsin and Michigan are far from the only vacation destinations telling big city people to keep their distance. Martha's Vineyard, the Hamptons, and the Jersey Shore are basically saying the same thing to New Yorkers and others looking to escape there. But in Wisconsin and Michigan, full-time residents say many second homeowners are ignoring the advisories.
We go months without neighbors, and now all of a sudden it's like we live in a much more densely populated community.
Carol Rideout works at a business supply store in Traverse City. She says she's talked with part-time residents who've returned earlier than usual this year.
There was a couple customers yesterday who were very defensive, and they said, I'm not a carrier. I know I'm not a carrier. I haven't been around anybody. So how do we know that they're not a carrier? Have they been tested? We don't know.
Right now, Chicagoans cause apprehension when they go to Michigan or Wisconsin. But those states hope we don't stay away for too long.
This is a postcard from Michigan. Our wishing you were here is the heart of pure Michigan.
After all, both states bank heavily on the outbreak ending before the peak tourist season in the summer. Dan Mihalopoulos, WBEZ News.